And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 249. I'm Silas Lindenstein.
I'm Samantha Rund.
And this is the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle.
Probably.
Probably. Today is a day of data organization and clutter where we discuss the some organizational tips as I'm going through them and learning them. I share some of that, and Samantha shares some of her
How to reduce
frustrations
friction.
and learning. We
Yes.
talk about reducing friction, which can be good.
Yes.
We want some friction. Yeah. But then we talk about the how to reduce some of that friction. And I think that's really pleasant. And then we talk about singing and artistry a
Yeah.
little
And you
bit.
know, we yeah. And Silas, he gives me a sort of aha, like, oh yeah, I hadn't thought about that. That's great. Thank you.
You had a really cool line in it. I'm not going to share it now, but I definitely am like, I'm going to have to go through and I got to pull that clip. I got to pull that quote out for
Thanks. Oh,
it.
I remember the one. It's a good
Yeah.
one.
Yeah. It's a good
Can't
line.
take credit for it. I just remembered it and then
Well,
I
that's true.
forgot.
Well, when I put the quote, I'll put you and then I'll quote the person, other person that you quoted.
Yeah.
So it's a double quote.
Yeah. I don't think I used their name, but
You
yeah.
didn't, but we'll find out and I'll put Samantha Rund
I
dash
think that's my name.
quoting dash the...
I think I was quoting Louise Hay.
Okay.
I think that's what I was quoting, just so you know. Yeah.
It's very nice of you to share that you actually it's nice to give credit, you know?
Yeah.
There's I'm not gonna name names, but there's definitely I know some comics who use jokes that are not, you know, I saw them I saw somebody recently, I screenshot it and sent it to somebody because I'm like, I just made this joke 2 days ago. And then
Oh.
rank it. I was like, I don't know that they saw it, but like they have a past history
Not cool.
of saying people other jokes that they don't think other people saw or that they heard from, and they're still hacky. I've
Not
seen their
cool.
stuff. Still hacky. Anyway,
Hacky
who am I talking about? We'll never know.
sacky, don't talk backy.
That's right. Ooh, that sounds like our first song.
Oh
Hacky
yeah.
time.
Tambourine.
For
Hacky sacky, don't talk backy.
okay.
The room, I ain't your slave.
Yeah. So it's a good episode. So sit back, relax, open your heart, open your ear holes, and listen to episode number 249 of Black and a Half.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle, probably. Yes, this is Black and a Half, hosted by Silas Lindenstein and Samantha Rund. Black and a Half.
This week, in what did Silas did stupid? That's what I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
Well, aside from, you know, I just have the what's so funny is I always think the skills that I learned in theater are the ones that I should be doing right, you know? Like, and one of the things I learned was when you strike the set, you go clean it up. You go put it away.
Okay.
And everything, right?
Yeah.
Yet it's Thursday that we're recording. I shot a video on Tuesday
Yeah.
and all my lights were still in the car.
Oh, I see.
Like until, you know, I was like, oh, at 1:50, I'm like, oh, my lights aren't in there. So I had to go run and get that. And like just full disorganization for production. I was like, this should have been struck and reset like that day. That should have been part of my thing. And because that's what I learned in theater, sort of learned it
Right.
in film,
Right.
doing film, but no one's, you know, yelling at me to do it. And so I should be ready to go. And I had even thought like, because one of the reasons I have this setup in here is so theoretically I can just go all the time. Now I have extra lights. I should have two light setups. I should have a setup for lights for this, and then I should, well, you know, what people can see. If you're watching the video, you can see how it's set up. And so I should just have this always set up, and I should have some ready to go for on the field production, right? And I have enough lights to do that, but I have not taken the time. to set all the different things up in that way. I've even said, I like over on this wall, I should have a camera all set up, ready to record whenever I have an audition, so I don't have to set up for the audition. Like, minimize my excuses.
Oh, for sure.
But,
Yeah. Reduce
you know,
friction.
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that
Because,
one.
like, I always you.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I think that's one of the excuses I use that is not valid. Like, that I use, that I say, oh, well, it's gonna take a bit. I'm gonna do that. Like, yeah. So quit whining about it and just go do it.
I mean, yes and no. Like, it's the part, yeah. Like, yes and no, that if there's less friction, you'll be more likely to just, you have the idea, you go do it. You make it easy for yourself. So when the friction is there,
Yes.
it doesn't mean that, oh, you can't do it. But yes, that's another thing you have to do before you get to the thing that you want to do. So then you have a reason to stop what you're going to do, you know?
Yeah, I bought a teleprompter for an
Wow.
audition in particular because it was like, if I got it, it was $24,000, like
Wow.
the audition, or if I
Wow.
got the gig, right? It was
Yeah.
some national commercial.
Huh?
So I was like, okay, it's $100 teleprompter thing. I'll do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this will be great for auditions anyway. So let me just do that.
Oh, 'cause
But it sits there
you
because
do
I'm
it
like,
on your,
oh, I gotta put it on,
right?
huh?
'Cause you use an
Well,
actual
it.
camera. You don't use your iPhone for your auditions. Because I have a
See,
teleprompter,
that's what I end up doing.
I have a teleprompter app in my phone. So for some of the industrials, when I was auditioning, for some of the industrials, I would put it in my teleprompter app.
Yeah, I have it on my phone. It just feels hard to read. Like it's, you know, smaller,
Oh
so I want
yeah.
the bigger screen. I always
Oh,
have an excuse, Samantha. Like, if there's a thing, I have an excuse for it.
the thing is, it's definitely better to do it the way that you're saying it, you know, that's definitely better. Listen, I got two different gimbals
Well, a
when
little
I
big.
was.
I just keep setting it up so I have a perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So, oh
Oh. I'm unstable. I'm unstable.
boy, that's unfortunate.
Okay.
Get you some help. Let's get you stabilized. I mean, you know, I have a different idea of perfectionism, or of, you know, where you're saying there's always an excuse. There was a lead-in. It connects somehow. Now I don't even remember, but just
Are you more of a perfectionist now than you used to be, or because you
no,
used to be a perfectionist and you've let it
much
go?
less. I mean, I still care about
Yeah.
doing things correctly. I absolutely correct care about doing it correctly, but now I see that perfectionism can be fear in disguise. And also that perfectionism
Ooh.
for me, yeah, I heard that quote on a meditation thing I was listening to, that perfectionism is fear in disguise. And it was like zing, like I felt it in my body, and I'm like, oh, that's where I was using some of my I'm just a perfectionist. Like, no, that's fear in disguise. And also the other thing that I've come to identify is that for me, I think perfectionism started as a safety mechanism of, if you're
Wait, you just
perfect.
cut out there. You cut out
Oh.
there. You cut
Oh.
out your
Oh.
audio.
I think that, what was the last thing you heard? You weren't listening. Why should
That
I think
you
you're
read the
listening?
book, you read a podcast, meditation,
That
meditation
perfectionism,
is fear in disguise.
yeah, perfectionism is fear in disguise.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I've come to recognize for myself is that I think that perfectionism really took root in me as when I was younger, like just, you know, very young, that the messaging was not from my mom. I'm not saying from my mom, but the messaging from society, school, whatever I assessed growing up was, potentially church too, was, if I am perfect enough, I will never get hurt. If I am perfect enough, I will always be safe. False. That's not how life
Oh,
works. But obviously,
yeah.
I still care about
It's
doing things correctly and to the best of my ability because I'm a conscientious person. I just recognize the lie of perfectionism because it doesn't exist, and you can only do it until you get better. Like just progress over perfection. And if I'm caught up on something because I can't do it until it's perfect, then I have to ask myself, is this something that I actually want to do? Or is it something that I just tell myself that I want to do it? Right. And also, it's just like, cut the crap. Cut the crap. You know, like, I don't have time to deal with this crap. It's like, what is it and what isn't it? And if it's something that you
That's
actually
interesting a
want to
lot.
do, then you have to get through that messy part. You're not going to be as good doing it on day one as you will be on doing it on day 100. So you just kind of have to
It's interesting you say that
accept
about
that.
the, the wanting, you want to do it, right?
Yeah.
Kind of about that. Like, or like you pretend or you tell yourself that you're gonna want, that you want to do it. Like, I remember, which is, this isn't artsy or anything, but like, I remember with video games, like, there's been so many that I wanted, like, oh, people tell me I'm a gamer. I'm a gamer because I play these certain games and I like them, so they give me, oh, so yeah, I'm gonna like this game because everyone, people who game like it, they say it's good. So I'm sitting there playing the game and going, this isn't fun to me, but I guess, I mean, I like it, right? I guess I'll push through because I'm a, that's who I am. I'm a video game guy,
And also you push
liking
through,
this so much.
you stick with it too, though, right? Is that another?
Well, and some of those I didn't because I realized I'm like, I didn't, I'm just not having fun.
Right.
But
Not like you felt the
I,
need to until you were like, nope.
yeah, I mean, I felt like I had to. Oh, I remember now because this is sitting on my desk. The teleprompter, one of my issues is the stopping and starting part of it.
Yeah.
And I got this, the thing that I got has this, the app that I can use on it has a speed controller and like can pause it. So I
Oh, that's
like that.
awesome.
Maybe you can on the phone, but like what I liked was auditioning with it because I could slow things down if I was
That's
getting ahead
awesome.
while
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
It would.
And because that's where, because in a real life setting, right? I mean, real life, in a setting with a crew and stuff where they
Of
have a
course.
teleprompter, they would
Right.
manually start changing the speed for you. Where I can't on the phone, I have to stay at this steady pace or
Yeah.
remember what's going on.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I better keep going before I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble now.
Oh yeah, that setup is definitely better, the professional setup you have. Like I have a couple, well, two of these gimbals that I got because I couldn't decide between the two, and I was like, I need them to make my content and blah blah blah. And I noticed one of them is just a little bit annoying for me. And the other one, I haven't used it yet. Because it just turns out that if I just do it, what, fast and dirty on my phone, like I get more stuff done that way. The quality's not as great, but if I'm just doing my out and about videos, it doesn't have to be that great just for that. So
No,
I
because
think
people
like with the
don't,
perfectionist,
mostly I'm told people don't care as much.
right, yeah. And like that's the other thing with the perfectionist thing or the okay, but really what is the objective? What is, if you're getting stuck on something, is the friction, I keep using the word friction because there was one of
A
the,
workshop that you took that used the word?
yeah, no, one of the decluttering people that I follow, decluttering and organizing, she was talking about removing the friction. Like part of why people's homes are messy, and she used to be really messy, part of that reasoning is because they gave themselves too much friction to put the thing away. It's like if it feels easier to leave it out than put it away, it's too hard to put it away. Find an easier way, reduce the friction. And just making your homes easy. Like making your homes as easy as possible. So I never really thought about it like that before, and I love that. And just in life in general, it's how how can I reduce friction in all these many things that must be done? Like, okay, let's just make this like 2% easier. Just to make it a little bit easier. How can we reduce the friction in this one thing and the compound effect of that?
Like the kid. If you remove the kid, then you'll have less friction. Just get rid of
Oh my God.
that. You know, I'm so like I used to always be on time, and now I'm never on time. And first it was because of the kid, and now it's just the habit.
Now you are the
Like
kid
now I
problem.
don't have the kid as an excuse sometimes, but it's like it's the habit of not. I'm like, oh, I'm just used to being late
It's
now,
not
and so
BPT.
now I'm just late.
It's not BPT, Silas.
No, I used to with my no, my wife has used to really be prevalent. You had to be there on time, at the time. What time do I need to be there? I will be there at that time. If you're on time, you're 5 minutes late. That's
Yeah, exactly.
how I had learned it. And
I was
now I go
teasing you.
nuts.
I'm teasing you. I did not think it was BPT. I just thought maybe you could blame it on that.
I wish
But
I could. I mean, I guess I could.
you could, but yeah, none of us
Doesn't have
would.
to be true for me to blame it.
Exactly.
Right? What is. Oh, for some reason, things are showing up in my camera that don't usually show up. And I'm like, what the heck is that? Okay, we're going to pause here because I got to fix something. Hold
An
on.
Ewok. Do, pausing song. This is the pausing song. Pausing song. Songs where we pause. Pausing song. This song is not very good. Because it's not
It's
very good.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Are you ready?
We're there still?
I'm still here. I was singing a song. We should not. Oh, my goodness, Silas. The other day I heard an Adobe Acrobat, Adobe something, ad from a singer.
Okay.
It sounds, it was, I was listening to a podcast and this Adobe person came on with the ad.
Okay.
Sounded like your guy.
What do you mean, my guy?
Your Silas, actually, are
Which one?
the
The Agent of Nerds or the
oh,
Sauce Gets Real?
what about is the eight nerd agent guy? Is it similar to our podcast one?
No.
I need to listen to all of our songs again, but it
Or my
sounds,
songs. I have to, because
it
I have
sounds, the
my
dude sounds
agent
so
of.
much like your dude that
You
I would,
said my dude.
your dude.
What
I
dude?
You're the dude.
Well, it's on, not on all of them.
I need a
Because I
white
had this
rock
guy
band.
who's like, here's the thing. I have this guy who was a writer. I think he's a rap. So I think he's a rapper, and he does podcasts, right? He'll hit like on Fiverr, like this. And I've known him for a couple years. He was doing stuff for me. He did my You're Watching a Movie. He did Silas Gets Real, and. I found him looking for podcast themes, right? And I'm like, dude, this is so great. I want to give you credit. And he's like, no. I'm good. And I thought about it and I talked to my brother about it. I think the thing is, my brother that's a I have a brother that is an A&R for artist developer for United Artists. This is like side work, which I think potentially in the rap game is like it's like bad murder mystery theater, right? And so like you don't want to really brag about, yeah, I did this. I did this thing, little thing. He does. I don't think he wants to be known that he does like people's podcast covers. I think it can be sound a little shameful, maybe too cheap. So it's better. Like he just uses a pseudonym on
Yeah.
this. So I don't know who he really is.
Maybe it was the same person because I'm like, this
Could have
sounds
been.
so much like Silas's guy, but I couldn't remember
Yeah.
which one of I need a soundtrack. Can you get a
I need
soundtrack
an
together
when I
of
get
our
my
songs?
LP
Yeah.
going. I
Yeah.
have, listeners here. Luckily, we have few enough listeners that I don't think it will get out too big, but I have decided that I am going to start working on this on an album
Yeah.
that I am going to the strategy that I've discussed is instead of one album right
Yeah.
out like at one time, you drop a single at a time, like one every 6 weeks. So you build anticipation, you for the next one, what's it going to be? You could have people like voting on cover art or whatever. But like you, because you drop an album as an event, right? And then the event is over.
Yeah.
And so it dies quick.
Yeah.
And you see this when people put out like a book or a CD before back in the past, and they would like, hey, my YouTube special is still out. It's still out. Guys, it's still out, right? But if you do it one at a time, people look forward to seeing that next, and you can kind of build a community on it. And the modern day world, people don't consume albums that much. Like maybe if they love the art, they're a big fan of the artist, and there's gonna be people that we have that will consume the whole thing. But you're more likely to get discovered if like on a slow release cycle, then you drop the album with maybe like two bonus tracks that you have not released yet as an incentive for people or something like that. But you're gonna get more reach probably by people at our level. Are going to get more reach doing it slower than just making a big event that people know. So I'm going to try that. That's the way I'm going to try. So as soon as I get this first one done, finished off, and we'll see how it goes.
That's cool.
Yeah, my and I got to come up with a title for the album too. So that'll take me like a year anyway
Right.
for the
You
whole
could just
thing,
like release
but.
one letter at a time, you know? It
A
could be
lot of
like Wordle. It could be the Wordle
Wordle.
for your whoever guesses it correctly.
That'd be great if I could make a Wordle. I because they'll all be kind of nerdy. They'll be nerdy or nerd adjacent stuff. So it's gonna be a nerd album.
Yeah.
Not that my original one, Frozen in Carbonite, wasn't nerdy because it was all Star Wars songs. That's kind of nerdy, I guess. Pretty nerdy. So this will just be extra pushed toward nerdy.
You could do a dirty for nerdy, a nerdy, no, dirty nerdy chant. No, I was thinking about
That's not
home
times.
organization
I don't think
and
it's dirty.
clean up. No, it doesn't. It's not gonna. I was just thinking of word association, random
Yeah.
association, like Wordle for your girdle. You know, that
But
those.
you were talking about organization and in the like real world.
Yeah.
I am currently going through organization in the digital world
Yes.
because I have two hard drives, right? I have two external hard drives. Like first I had one and then I was getting worried. I was like, I thought I was making a noise, so I bought another one. I copied everything over onto that one and put like old files.
Yeah.
And then I started just using the new one. But then I started still getting stuff on the old one. I was like, well, I could still use this. So I kept using it till so I was like, oh, I don't know why I was making noise. It's fine now. But I don't know how old these are, these hard drives, right?
Oh, yeah, I gotta back up some stuff now that you're talking,
Yeah,
reminding me.
oh yeah. So I started asking ChatGPT about this. Like, hey, so I should do this, right? And start asking me questions. And it was saying like, well, a typical hard drive might be last like 5 to 7 years, a spinning one. I'm like, oh, huh. Well, And so I'm like counting how long do I think are these old? And I look now, like, granted, there's a manufacture date that it says that they're made, like you can click on it. So I don't know how long it had been sitting there because I swear I bought them at different times. So I don't think that they should have had the same date, but maybe that's why.
You're
But
looking
these
for a
things are
friend.
like 10, 11 years old. And so it's like, oh, yeah, you should start doing stuff. So, and I had already been worried. So I bought something like a year ago that I hadn't set up yet. So I got that out and it got me to start archiving everything. And now, like, to combine both of the drives and to make sure that I'm not.
I'm typing this because I don't want to forget. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I will do a cloud backup, which can take like a week, right, to do. But like, it's. You're supposed to have one offsite one. You're supposed to have your what you're working on currently and then archived. And then also you could do like Mac, I have my time. What's it called? Time machine. Yeah, time machine is the backup of your current drive and a lot. So basically I should have my archives, which I do go to when I need to go find a clip or something that's not that I haven't been working on. So like, so let's say this episode, I'll get it. It's gonna go on my new SDD drive or SSD. I forget which it is, but it's gonna go on that, and that's under active projects. I do this episode up. Once it's done, it's published. I move it to archives. Right? Now, if I want to go back, I can get that. But that machine should also be getting as part of the backup that I do once a week. It's that whole thing should be getting backed up, besides the cloud one as well. So I think it's because in case of fire or something, if you wipe out all your hard drives, there should be an offsite source. But also the cloud backup, your cloud backup is like your emergency because sometimes you can't get it right away.
Yeah.
Like you have to order it
I
usually
need to
from.
remember this. Thanks. Yeah. I'm like, I need to get on top of this.
But it's got to me is the it's like, and this is what I love about using like an AI thing. Like it remembers some things that I forgot. Like it's like, okay, here's all the things you do. Then this is how you organize it into black and a half. You're watching a movie, real estate, comedy, personal. Like this is how to organize it. And just like how to like a filing system. Like I think I had to take typing when I was a kid. I didn't have to. It was an elective. I chose to do it. I'm really glad I did.
I did it for fun.
Did it for fun.
It for fun. We had a little, CD-ROM or typing, whatever.
Oh,
I just no class. I just did it for fun.
yeah. Well, I mean, I did it on a typewriter, right? That
Ah.
was that. I'm that old. So then. Well, anyway, I think now kids should probably start learning how to manage data.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think my kids even know what a file folder is, like on a computer, they don't really deal with that stuff. Just saves it, right? So I'm currently working, and I don't have to panic about this. That's what I'm telling myself. I don't have to panic about it getting done today because it's now everything's on the new hard drive. It's probably fine. That other thing is all the other ones are getting turned off. Excuse me, turned off. And I'll just let them sit and rest. So they are my backup of my backups, right? They're my backup archives. Legacy, it's called. You store them somewhere for a long time. In case this backup fails, then you can go back. But then I'd have to unsort, I'd have to resort them all. So while it's in archives, I am basically I'm re-putting everything where it should be, based on a different methodology than whatever my ADHD brain decided when I made it. Because it was hard. At one point, I have my real estate folder, and then I have my real estate I had real estate videos, real estate video work, and I understood the difference. No, that's the one I'm working on. The videos was ones that were done, but I meant it as done when I made the folder. I would still store everything in my work one because that's what I was working on.
Oh.
can't save it there because that's where the project is. Why would I move it? It's stupid. So I now understand better about how to organize this after the like this tutoring session, ongoing tutoring of okay, how do I, so what do I do now? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Okay.
I was
So
going to ask what the dumb thing is Silas did this week because you said this has been
which
another installment of the dumb thing I did. And then I realized, okay, wait, the first one was you
first
didn't
one was lights.
the lights, and the second one was the.
Kind of data, like
No,
how just I'm a
they're both kind
I've been doing a stupid thing, and this is just showing, this is exposing one that I've an ongoing stupid thing.
they both are they're kind of under the same umbrella though, about in a way about like organization or
Oh
team
yeah, that's true.
pieces.
I was an organizational dummy this week.
Yeah. You know?
And but I did the lights are for my latest house tour.
Yeah.
So I
Ooh.
will have another video and it'll be interesting to see if I get a reaction from it because now I already did one like that before, so I don't know if it'll just be like, oh, okay, whatever.
I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious what it's going to be like. Okay, I'll look forward to
Well,
seeing.
it won't be a lot different. That's my thing.
I
But
don't know if
it's a
is it the
different
same song?
house.
Is it the same song?
Yeah, because I'm like,
Same dance moves?
I think you look, I only got four,
Yeah.
right? Or no, I mean, I only show four. No, actually, I definitely did some different. It's funny because this time I'm like, the joke worked. So I felt a little confident about the joke,
Right.
just like in stand up. So I was telling Gretchen, oh, I definitely did like, it seemed more confident doing it. And I don't know if I like that. She's,
Mystery is whether or not your shirt is going to be tucked in or not.
okay, here's the
Okay.
thing. And no, this is the dumb thing.
Crop top?
Shirt was okay.
Crop
Shirt
a
was tough.
crop top, Silas?
No, let me tell you, I even went, I went and got the male garters. Did I talk about that last week?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if
Okay.
you talked about it on the air or not, but
Okay, so I
you
got
didn't
male
talk about it.
garters. If you don't know what that is, guys, they connect to your shirt and they go all the way down like a suspender down to your socks.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one I got. You could get one that's around your thigh, which I think I will get next time.
Yeah.
But it goes down there. And then it pulls your shirt constantly
That
down.
seems so uncomfortable, the one that goes all the way down to your like sock from your shirt.
It's really, you get used to it. It's more when you sit down that it feels funny.
Yeah.
But you get used to it. Yeah, it's not like, oh, this is great, but it's also better than your freaking shirt coming out all the time. I don't know if that just happens if you're chubby. I don't know. Whatever. Then, so this time I was all worried about that, and I was all worried about the collar of my shirt being under, not getting over the collars of my jacket because I had caught that on video. But what I couldn't see on the little screen was the back of my jacket's collar was up. So, like the whole time, it's just sticking up. And I had no idea until I looked at the video.
I'll probably work.
You could tell, well, it looks stupid, but it's again like, well, okay, what
Probably.
mess up am I going to do this time?
Yeah. What stupid thing
A
will work in my favor?
little
You know what I hate?
dorky.
It's like I'll my jacket sometimes I'll notice. I'm like, there's a little bit of my makeup that rubbed off on it, so it just looks dirty right around there. And
That's
I'm like,
funny.
ah. And that was a
But I ended up going to Men's Warehouse to get some shirts because I was like, I wanted a different color. Like, I didn't want to just do white. So I got a light pink that looks white, apparently. And that's what Gretchen said it looked white. But I'm like, great. But I was surprised. I always thought Men's Warehouse was like a boutique, like, or expensive place. They actually
Oh.
have cheaper shirts than Target. Like,
Yeah.
and nicer, like just dress shirts. So I picked up a couple there, but I was looking at prices on, especially if it's on sale. It's really good. I had gone to Target first because they're across the street at the one that I went to, and
Yeah.
Target had no dress shirts.
Wow.
Like for a business dress up, they had none. They had
Yeah.
some that are like Seattle dress up, like maybe it has long sleeves and it's a button up, but the material is not something you would wear with like a suit jacket, right?
Right.
So I don't know if it's just the Target I went to, but I was like, well, this is a little dumb.
Yeah.
So everything's dumb to me now.
You know,
So yeah,
I
so I had to
probably
go find
wonder,
shirts.
this is not the, I wonder if they have stuff for men there. I'm
Where?
gonna.
At Ben's warehouse?
Yes, at Men's Warehouse. No, this is. I don't know if this is something that you would look into. Obviously, if you needed it quickly, you should not order here because it will take some time. I'm looking right now to see if they have anything for men. Do they have men wear? Oh no, it says women, girls, boys. Oh, but I see men right here.
Boyish.
Okay,
Well, they might
when
consider
I'm
all men
looking,
boys.
yeah, actually could be. So there is a company called ThredUp. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Thredda?
Thread up.
Oh, thread up.
Yeah.
I was like, Thredda sounds very feminine, so I'm surprised if that has.
Thread up. Basically, it is an online secondhand clothing store. It's huge, apparently, but you can get some really great deals on things. And then
Oh,
it's
thread FTHRED.
D. Yeah, like clothing thread, like a.
Well, I will understand why if they wouldn't put men out first, because men will not just go shopping online a lot.
Yeah,
Wait,
I don't.
how did you find the men's stuff? I see on here, I just see.
I saw, yeah, that's why I saw boys, but then I typed in men something and something popped up. So who knows if it's actually any sizes for actual men. I did not look into it enough. At any rate, especially if you're a woman listening to this, they have
So
some
you like them?
awesome stuff. Yes, I do.
Well, I just see women's jeans in mannequins. There's no butts to look at. Whatever. Oh, these are secondhand, you're saying?
Yeah, it's secondhand. Some of the stuff though, it's like secondhand, but it still has the tag on it. Like nobody's
Wait,
actually
is this
worn it.
American?
It is.
Because I'm looking at the okay, this is confusing. Is this just because I'm a guy? I see it says like size 25 waist jeans.
Oh, yeah, I have
Is that a
seen.
real 25 instead of the normal like size 6, size 8, or whatever?
No, I think that's just waist. That's probably waist size because I've seen that in women's too, where depending on the sizing for the brand or who types it in, I don't think that, I don't know if, whether or not it's totally where its headquarters is, I can't tell you because I
Because
don't.
the size 28
Yeah, I
for
don't think.
women sounds like that would be giant.
Yeah, but 28, it's probably doing waist
So
size.
it is actual waist.
Yeah,
Okay.
but when you
But
look,
that's not
when I
usual,
look it
right?
up, when I look it up, it'll say waist size or other size, and it'll be American or European or whatever. It's not only just American brand clothing. I just don't remember where they're headquartered.
Oh, these are, yeah. I'm gonna send
But
these to,
there's,
I'm
yeah.
gonna send this to Gretchen.
And you can, like, yeah, shoes, handbags, coats.
Because this is cheaper.
I mean, there's some awesome stuff there, and their return policy actually isn't bad.
It actually
I
isn't
mean,
bad.
the thing I don't like about their return policy is, at least when I had gotten stuff, because I got some stuff to refresh, like my real estate wardrobe, right? And their return policy, you have to pay, I think, like $4 to send it back. So that
Yeah.
sucks. But if you're getting
Well,
a couple
it's not
other
that
things,
bad.
if you get your shipment for free, and then you
Yeah.
have to send one thing back, it's like you save gas money and your time at the store. The other thing is sometimes you could just keep the thing if you're like not crazy about it, and they're like, you could keep it for this credit.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I got like a brand new Ann Taylor satin skirt that normally would be like $120. It still had the tag on it. It was brand new, and I think I got it for like $15.
That's great, I
Yeah.
think,
Yeah.
right?
Like I had also donated a bunch of my stuff there, but in terms of donations, I did not find it worth it because I probably got like $5 worth of credit, and I definitely probably donated like 50 items or
Could you, what about,
new pair
are
of
there
shoes.
still consignment stores in Seattle,
I think
like
so,
for
yeah.
clothing?
I think so. I just a lot of my clothing, I don't think I would have gotten much in consignment for them.
You just mess them up real hardcore.
No, it's just that, I don't have like most of my stuff is not designer, or the things that I have that are more expensive, a lot of times I will just get secondhand, like, because I like to save money. So, yeah. Yeah.
Do you write songs?
I mean,
Have you?
I've attempted not,
'Cause you like to sing, right?
not writing it down, but just like sometimes just like, blah, da, da, da. I do. I love to sing.
Right.
I would like to be able to write songs at some point.
Do you only sing like musicals, or do you go karaoke wild too?
I used to karaoke like years ago. I like to sing
Is
lots.
it the exact same amount of time since you had a kid? Or is it like when you
Yeah,
say years ago?
years ago, I think there was one job in particular that I used to work when I was like 10 years ago, 15 years, goodness, I don't even remember, a long time ago. And we'd all go out karaoking as a group. That's the most karaoking I've done. Other than that, like it would be like karaoke at home with family, but not like just using the YouTube thing, but not actually karaokeing.
Because as I'm getting into the singing thing, I don't know if I'll build confidence enough to do it like in
Karaoke?
front of people singing at all.
It's happening, Silas. It's
What?
happening. Karaoke.
Well, I was just saying, like, there's no, like, I don't think there is a black music comedy duo, right?
Let's make
Come up with some
all of our
song.
with all of our free time.
Yeah.
Well, especially to like, yeah, go in the comedy way. Make it bad at first. On
I'm
purpose.
too look, I already feel bad enough, so like I don't.
But that'll give you the freedom. You don't have to have the pressure of trying to make it sound good when you're doing it comically.
You know what? But yeah, there's this mix of feeling like, oh, I'm okay, but bad singing is like sometimes it's not funny. It's painful, right?
Sometimes it is painful.
I'm gonna be like, because I know what I'll do. I'll be like, yeah, I was trying to make it sound like that. And then I'm like, oh God, I'm horrible, aren't I? Oh my God. I'm like, oh, it'll feed, it could feed into my already limited self-confidence in the area.
I still think getting the right song, finding that right song where your voice just shines. That's what.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Like you're like, whatever, Samantha, you have a
But
pretty one.
gotta sound good. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I already like I don't have the confidence for public much, so any negative commenting will damage me, even if it was intentional, even if I brought it upon myself.
You just have to be real careful with yourself. I think the first time that you foray into singing publicly,
Yeah.
maybe just like at a family gathering, like at a.
Oh, I actually have a thing scheduled right now.
Oh, okay, cool.
A couple of my friends, they're like they it's kind of like this backyard concert type thing that they're gonna do. They built a space in their backyard, like a little black box type thing.
Fun.
And so they're gonna have a thing. They call it like the salon. And so they're theater people, right? So
Thanks
they have
for
a
not
lot of theater
inviting me
friends. Well,
to your friend's thing. How rude to like just invite somebody to your friend's thing. That would be rude.
so they asked if I wanted to try, because they knew I was trying my co doing working on some comedy songs. Like, do you want to try the? Well, they know about one. They want to try that. I'm like, sure, but I need to do some comedy first because I got to warm up into it. I can't just go up and do it.
What if you do it as a character, actually? That could be
No,
great.
no,
Because you don't want to. You don't want
no.
to.
I don't like character comedy. Yet.
Well, I was thinking like a Malvolio or something. It feels like a very, that would be a very safe way to do singing you were concerned about.
Yeah. I'm just gonna try to do it. I'm just gonna try to do my personality, try to do it. So it's gonna be somewhat of a safe group, and also, well, there'll be some strangers there.
Yeah.
The only intimidating part is I'm gonna be doing it, and then some ladies who are like They've been on Prairie Home Companion. They're really, really good. They'll be there too.
Yeah, but the
And
thing is, people who, if people are jerks about them, if people are jerks about it, that says more about them than you.
oh yeah, they will all be super supportive. This will all be my internal dialogue saying bad things. That's just a given. But look, I've been taking vocal lessons for I don't know how long now.
And then, so it's what's the
4 months?
what's your objective? I think getting
To
really
not
good.
cry when I try to sing.
I
Oh.
think that is a great objective, but you need to make it positive, right? You're a director.
That is positive.
It needs no, it need yes, but it needs to be a positive action, right? Because you know when you're directing actors, you don't tell them what not to do, that you tell them
I
what to do.
know.
So your goal is to keep your face dry, no
Dry.
moist face after crying, dry face. Hold up an umbrella in case if it starts to rain, okay? Just dry face.
Because when I was in college, when I did Charlie Brown, I did Charlie Brown. I played Charlie Brown in college in the summer stock. And it's the only show ever that I went into the bathroom and wept before the show because I was so scared because I had never sang in public like that, just in the thing.
That
And
seems.
nobody had ever said anything bad to me. Nobody had said anything except for like maybe the music director-ish kind of had said like the four of us were not singers, could not get one of the things, we couldn't get a harmony going. So they were finally like, okay, just sing the melody. Just everyone sing the same thing. Like we're not gonna, we couldn't get the different, because I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about even at the time. I didn't understand what she was saying. So I'm like, okay. But the second someone else sang it, I would sing at their pitch because I didn't know. I'm like, I don't know. What are you doing? I don't get this. How am I gonna stay on this pitch? I had not had enough experience to understand how to stay on your pitch while someone else goes a higher octave. Like I just I could not stay on in my octave. Like I don't know. No, this is where I'm. Hey, you go there. I'll go with you. Sure, let's go. Let's go to that one. I couldn't stay in mine because I can't. I still have trouble distinguishing. Like, so I've learned that there's like th at least three notes in a chord, right? And so, or wait. So if you're singing in harmony, is that your, are you all on different octaves of the same key, or can you be in just different notes of the chord?
Different notes, because different octaves I think would be very difficult. But I'm thinking especially like as a soprano and an alto, to be
Yeah.
an octave apart all the time would be like really
Hard.
difficult.
Okay, so maybe that's it. So I couldn't, you know, let's just say what is a keg, like in a C, right? If they're on a G, I don't understand how I could stay on a C, and I still have a hard time like, what? How do I? But that's not what's, I mean, I know it's in there, but I just have a hard time just singing on it. Like I want to sing what I hear. Like I just want to match the whole chord.
I think I would use, I would have to hear, I would have to practice my part enough if I wasn't in the like soprano or
Yeah.
the easiest part of the chord. Not like soprano is always the easiest part of the chord, but like the easiest to hear and go to in the chord. I would have to practice mine enough. And then I would also have to have some sense of like, I'm here, I stay here. Even if I want to go up, I just would have to like visualize staying in a certain spot or knowing like
Yeah.
I go from here and then I go there, or I go from here and then I go there. And then sometimes though it would be mirrored by the tenors or basses, so I could hear, okay, it's going to also be played there, or it's going to be played on this key of the piano. I don't know the term for the piano, but you know. As you're talking about Charlie, your Charlie Brown experience, which that's also such a delightfully Charlie Brown experience, right? A delightfully pre-show Charlie Brown,
I am such a.
or Charlie.
I always kept saying it. I am Charlie Brown, and somebody in the cast said, "Well, that's why Charlie Brown works, is everybody thinks that they are Charlie Brown. They all relate to Charlie Brown."
Did I sound like such a jerk? Like I really didn't relate to Charlie Brown. Poor
Were
Charlie.
you a Lucy or a Marcy?
I don't. Snoopy. No, I don't know. I don't know
Yes.
who. I don't. Maybe. I honestly don't know. I just loved it.
So,
And he's very lovable, right? The character, you do root for him, but I
Snoopy?
don't. I mean, Charlie Brown, but I
Of
don't.
course, you always root for Charlie Brown, the
Yeah, exactly. You
underdog.
root for him, but I don't know if there was a particular one that I identified with. I'll have to watch it again.
A peanut. In case anybody else knows the musical, the song that we were having trouble harmonizing in was the book report on Peter Rabbit. And at the very end, you're supposed to be all singing it together, like together on different notes. And it's supposed to be really beautiful. It was still good. I think it was a really good production. It just wasn't the as elevated as it should be, I guess.
It just reminded me of this one most embarrassing time that I remember of singing in undergrad. I was doing the musical theater cert. I was invited to join the musical theater certificate program, but it wasn't an official. Basically, people could get in like into the program. I think was it sophomore year? I can't remember. They had to audition to get into the program. Might have been freshman year. I can't remember. But at any rate, then when you were sophomore the next year, you could try to get in, and some people were allowed to take the classes, like just four people. Or I'm just on a tangent right now. I had forgotten about this, but I did get invited into the class. So I still got to do the trainings, which was exciting, but I was quite self-conscious about it because I didn't have nearly the same sort of exposure or ability to be in musicals like the other people who were there. And in this one of the main professor, I was very nervous in that class, and I would never have as good breath control. I always did way better at my lessons or just practicing. And when I would get to class, I would bomb sometimes. And there was one in particular where it was just so bad, and it was so embarrassing that a couple of people actually started singing from the audience, like in class, to help. And I was like, "But I know what to do, but I'm just failing right now, but I can sing it." And it was so embarrassing. But then there was another teacher who came later for our other section of the class, and I would always do like brilliantly in his class. Always. I just felt so much more comfortable in there. And eventually I got better at the other one, but man, living through that embarrassment and showing up still, even though it sucks sometimes.
Do you feel like you have the range in singing style that you do in acting style?
Ooh, that's a good question. Wow,
Because,
I've
like,
never.
I remember. I think I told you like how you impressed me as an actor at an audition you like had me read with you
Thanks, Silas.
because it was a very like street person, like hood, because you come across so proper, right? And like proper, well-educated, well-mannered, clear. And then like I remember because I remember you sending me the script and I was like, she's not gonna do this. All right. Okay. And then you did it and you just turned on. And I was like, what the hell was that? And I was like, she's a really, I'm gonna tell Gretchen Lee, she's a really good actor.
Thanks,
I had no
Silas.
idea. So like, and you know, like what I wonder, so I wonder, like you do musical theater. I've heard you singing parodies at least. So I'm curious if you're able to sing in a soul, like a hurting,
Oh my
like,
gosh.
you know, like what's her name? Who did Nina Simone is like a sloppy singer, right? Like it's not a the birds flying high, everything. Like it's soulful and hard, but like it's got a grit to
Yeah,
it.
beautiful.
That
It's
makes sense.
I know what you yeah, I know what you mean.
I just keep thinking of you that you're gonna be a beautiful singer and it's gonna sound really
Oh, that's so kind
good.
of you,
Well,
Silas. Thank
right,
you.
but you don't always want beautiful singing, right? Not
Yeah,
all
no.
styles are that, but I don't know if that is a personification that one does. That's one thing I've struggled with is like I think I will sing tend to sing a little more proper as well. And I'm like, how do I get that gritty
I think there's,
blues?
oh, can I sing anything on here or will we have to exit out? I don't know
No, it's
copyright.
not, but I'm like I don't know if the Zoom microphones stink, like they
Yeah,
can't.
that's true. It might scare people, but I have been working on expanding my range as a singer, and I just love that you asked that question because I never thought of it. And then when you bring this up, I'm like, I do miss like acting and all these different, it's so delightful to access these different parts of humanity and like channel it through us, you know, as actors. So thank you. And I maybe a few years back, I started experimenting with different types of singing because my the singing that I grew up doing and being, I don't know, trained in, I was classically trained, and I at one point wanted to be an opera singer, and so I would do like, you know, classic art songs. You're like, yeah, big
That doesn't
surprise.
surprise me. Yeah. Okay. That
And
tracks.
then also, you know, sort of classic jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra. I would love it to be like as rich and buttery as Ella's voice, you know,
Oh,
just
buttery? Is that what you're just, is
no,
that what it
I
is?
would wish like for hers. I don't know that
Yeah.
mine doesn't have that same sort of timbre, but I do work on, there's different styles and I can make my voice a little bit different. Sometimes like I just remember doing like a BB King song, like just playing around with that stuff. And the range, yeah, just playing around with that stuff. I did see your post about going to Joss Stone's concert.
My God.
I love her, and I haven't thought
You
about
know her?
I mean, I don't personally know her.
I
That
mean,
was,
you know, I feel like so many people don't even know about her
yes, and
because
I
of what
saw
happened
that,
to her.
and you, it reminded me I need to listen to her again.
Man, I wish I could have
It's
brought you there because
phenomenal.
it was the voice is so di like it's not different. It's funny. It's the same voice, right? But hearing it live, you're
Yeah,
like,
like the
this
texture.
is way better
You get it?
than a
Yeah.
CD.
And so when you said, I wanted to have like a,
And she's blonde now.
I think I
So
started.
she's she's like such a looking like this, and
You
she's
wouldn't
British,
expect
right?
it
So,
from her.
and she's British white lady,
Yeah.
and the soul is intense.
It's so beautiful. I, oh my gosh.
We're
I
almost
love
out of
it.
time, but like, did you know what happened to her? Do you know why she's been gone?
No.
So she's been, one thing I did not realize is that she's been recording albums this whole time. Like there's been albums out. If you go and look, you find plenty of albums by her. And I'm like, what? I didn't, how come that's never showing up when I search her? So after her like third album, Free Me, you know, her career's going off. Like it's she's got a Grammy, she's doing stuff. A couple guys in Britain plotted to kidnap her. And we're gonna execute her. And dump her in a river. Yeah. It only got discovered. She's in her house. The nosy neighbor next door is like, who are those people outside?
Thank God for nosy neighbors sometimes.
She alerted Joss. Joss called the police and they got there before the guys could get in. They go and check their car. They find out what car theirs is. It's like this truck. And in the back are swords and knives. And hammers, and then they confess to their plan. Now, I don't know why. I don't know why. I haven't been able to find out. I haven't researched enough to find out what made them do this, but it made her go, no thanks. I
Well,
don't want the
yeah,
limelight.
that's
Like this
so
made her
dramatic.
realize what the limelight could do, that you get crazies. So she decided not to just to not be famous as much. So she was so it seems to me, from what I can tell so far, that she kept recording, kept performing,
Wow.
making a living as an artist, but I think she just chose not to go do the MTV show.
Right.
Not she chose things that were not going to make her more
She wanted
famous.
to be safe.
Yeah,
She's
yes.
choosing safety.
She did some movie TV stuff a little bit, but not like a not much. She wasn't trying to get the starring role in
Wow.
A Star Is Born, right? Or something like that. She wasn't looking for that. So, and now she got married in 2023. Right after the pandemic, she got married to like an ex-Marine or something, like a airborne guy who's really, you know, safe and secure.
Yeah.
She has
Yeah.
three kids now,
Wow.
two natural, one adopted.
Wow.
And yeah, and now she's doing this tour, and it was so this simple, like down to the necessities of what you need. There were three backup singers.
Yeah.
All sitting down on a chair. She was sitting down in the middle of the chair. And then they had a bass player and an electric guitar player, and that was it. That was the whole band. And they sat for 90% of the show. They just sat there and sang. Like you're in her living room. Someone brought her tea during it, and she was drinking tea between sets and telling little stories. Like,
That
and it
sounds
was
really
wonderful, wonderful experience.
That sounds so.
And like I have for the longest time, if people ask me what kind of music you like, I always say Joss Stone. That's my music. Like that is exactly the kind of music I like. She embodies it as a thing. And most people, and why I'm surprised you knew her, is that most people don't seem to know who she was
Yeah,
or is.
she's incredible. Yeah. And I actually need to listen on Spotify. Actually, I'm like, note to self, look her up on Spotify. Put that on today.
Her version, and oh, you probably saw that. That's the clip I posted, was from A Man's World that she sings.
Oh, good.
Her cover of it is.
I don't think
Her
I got to listen to your thing.
cover of it is
Oh,
amazing.
I imagine.
And she
You
has a
know,
few different covers,
but
yeah.
so, oh gosh, there's a few things. I don't know if you've heard me mention this before a few times, but part of me, I have struggled with how to practice singing while living in an apartment because I don't want the neighbors to hear. And if I want to get very loud, if I want to practice with certain things, because I can hear my neighbors too, like it's not like terribly insulated. But it's enough to where like I don't want to annoy people. So I have at certain times gone into my closet and closed it and just really loudly like sing into my clothes because, or I'll go into the room like furthest removed from wherever I think anybody can hear me. 'Cause like I want to be able to be like,
Why?
really loud. I might be disturbing them. I might, and also too,
There's worse noises they could be hearing.
you don't know that because when I'm practicing certain things, or if I want to wake up like resonance in different areas, or you know, some vocal exercises, they sound annoying and ugly. Or if I practice with
Well,
making that ugly sound first, you know, I yes, if I
there,
have like,
there's an episode of The Practice that deals with this. They
really,
actually, about a woman who woke up every morning and decided she was going to sing.
yeah.
And it was a very boisterous, she had a loud voice. It was wonderful and good, but it was really loud.
Yeah.
So, and part of it dealt with, they said, you know what? Community.
I mean,
You're singing. You could bring everyone together. Maybe you'll start a band. Maybe they're
I'm
over there
sure
like,
that's part
I
of
wish I
stuff.
could play my guitar. But Samantha might
Oh
complain.
gosh. Well, that's not as loud unless if I guess it's plugged in and like super loud. But there are certain times where I just say, I gotta sing, F it, they're gonna hear it. But because I have used it as well to, I suppose you could say the word is like regulate or like calm my nervous system if I was going through a very stressful time. Because like you have to let those emotions flow from your body. Like you do, because people get sick, like they bottle stuff up, and I'm not outperforming the Greeks or doing, channeling it into some sort of whatever. But I just mean like life is stressful, whether or not you're going through something hard. Like you could watch the news and get stressed out. So it's like don't like let that stay stuck in you. And
Right.
one of my favorite ways to not let it be stuck in me is to sing. That's one of my favorite ways.
I'm walking around now and I'm like trying to sing in the grocery store. I walk through and I'm like, birds flying high. Like I'm just trying to like get comfortable being in public and letting it loose. And I'm not really trying, but I'm whatever. I'm kind of insane. I feel a little bit
No, I
insane
like
right
it.
now.
Can I, one thing that's you brought up a memory as we do in our discussions. I forgot about this, but it was like such a sweet thing. Okay, two things, random. When I was working at this one restaurant years ago, and we'd like be polishing the silverware before the guests would get in, and I would hum these little songs to myself or this or that. And it was really cute because one of my coworkers, she came up to me later and she was like, "Oh, Samantha, you're so sweet. You're just like Cinderella. You're just here singing a song sweetly to yourself. Like nobody's even there, but you're just," and she said it as a nice thing. So I was like, "Ah, oh, that's really sweet." But I would do that because I absolutely hated polishing the dishes.
Yeah.
If I had on a podcast, that would have been a better time, but I just felt like it was such a waste of my time. So I would just do that to make myself
Singing
feel.
the Cinderella song.
No, I wasn't actually singing Cinderella, but
Work, 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 work.
oh boy.
Were you singing? Were you singing the slave gospel?
Oh my God.
Swing low.
Oh, good Lord. The other day, my blessed child was making me work so much after I'd already had such a busy day. Like, you know how it is. You have kids.
Yeah.
And normally I never say anything like this to her, but I was just like so tired that I was like, honey, stop making mommy work like a slave. Stop making mommy work like a slave.
Yeah.
And true to that statement, she was completely oblivious to what I said and had me do more work. So, what can you say?
I
I
definitely use that on Sierra. I definitely have
apologize.
used that on Sierra.
Something
I am
goes
not your slave.
right.
Ugh. Just because you're lighter than me. Okay.
Oh, so wrong. So wrong.
That we're out of time. We're over time. Thanks. Organize your life. Block and a half.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the longest-running comedy podcast in Seattle, probably. Yes, this is Black and a Half, hosted by Silas Lindenstein and Samantha Rund. Black and a Half.